There has now been another plan that has been unveiled to redo Penn Station.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
And there's a big push now to try to get this thing done. And it's going to cost a lot of money to get it done. And in this latest plan by ASTM North America rivals the plan put forth by the MTA. And ASTM North America says this particular plan would cost less, $1 billion less than the MTA. And if I had to ask you, Jerry, the worst agency in the history of any political state in this country is what?
Well, I mean, given this conversation, my guess is you're going to say the MTA.
Yeah, it's a black hole of bureaucracy and corruption and all sorts of crap. You know, and it's the congestion pricing fee and everything else that goes into it. And, you know, the fight between the federal government now and the state government and everything else that's going on. So this plan released by ASTM actually takes Madison Square Garden and moves it.
Really? To where, does it say?
Yeah, it moves it over to where the old Pennsylvania Hotel was, which is right across the street.
Yep.
So I don't know how this would connect to the train hall. And, you know, and you have a lot of entities here. You have civic leaders in that part of the city. You have the governor. You have the mayor, whoever the mayor is going to be. Of course, you have the federal government because there's going to have to be federal tax dollars put into this. And you have a plan that was put forth by ASTM North America that they claim is $1 billion cheaper than that of the MTA.
Well, let's do that then.
That's what I said. I looked at this plan. Now, listen, I'm not an architect. I'm just a regular citizen who pays taxes. And I looked at this and I'm like, you know what? This plan makes a lot of sense to me. And the way that they have this thing drawn up and drawn out, it would be amazing. But there's controversy because moving Madison Square Garden is not going to be easy. The Dolan family is not going to go for that unless they are paid to do that, and maybe they're able to keep some of their tax breaks in perpetuity. There's all this negotiation going on. Here's the one thing I will say from the federal level. I think, you know, Donald Trump wants to be remembered as a great president. That's why I believe that. I believe that he wants to do big things, big projects, and he wants to be remembered. And he loves the city of New York, regardless of what happened to him here in the court system. Whatever. You can say whatever you want about it. But I believe that you would get backing from the federal government in regard to redoing this in this model. And I am all in favor of this model. This model looks unbelievable, and it would be a great thing for Penn Station, and you know, because Penn Station was ruined when they put Madison Square Garden on top of it.
Right.
You know, it's supposed to be a glorious place where mass amounts of people go through, 600,000 people a day go through Penn Station. Think about that.
Mm-hmm. I've been there when it's busy. I've seen it.
And we're still paying congestion pricing.
Which, you know, I came into the city 2 weeks ago. And, I don't look at my Easy Pass bill every day. But I do know the one benefit we do get with our hours is the tunnel is a little bit less than if you're driving during the day. And even as nauseating as this congestion pricing is, it is significantly less when you come in the middle of the night like we do. But still, it still costs me $400 more than that, actually, a month in tolls. I know Al said he's at $510 a month or something in tolls. I mean, it's insane what we pay just to come to work.
$510 in tolls to come and to go to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can't, where you live, you can't take public transportation.
Yeah, no, like NJ Transit doesn't run in the middle of the night.
We'd have to take the last train out would be at like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's the same thing for us on Long Island. You know, the railroad isn't working at that time.
And how about the fact he gets hit twice in 1 month?
How's that?
No, I'm saying they renew, you auto-renew your Easy Pass. Sometimes they hit me at the start of the month and the end. It's like this last credit card statement I got, I had $1,000, $1,050 in Easy Pass.
It cost you $1,100 more a year to come into the city now? Or is that just, it's not more a year.
That was one month. That was one, yeah.
Yeah, but
Saying with the congestion pricing, how much more is it?
Yeah, how?
I think it's like $50 more a month. So
$50 more a month. So it's about $1,000. Right?
It's a lot.
No, it's a little bit.
It's $600.
Yeah, $600. Yeah.
My point is, I was coming in during regular hours last weekend with my wife, and you put the directions to the hotel, and we were going into the Google Maps, and it gives you what the tolls are depending upon the route you go. and it spit out $32.90. I'm like, what? And I forgot about the overnight differential for the tunnel. So the tunnel cost me $18. I forgot about the overnight differential for the stupid congestion pricing. Mm-hmm. So that was $9. The turnpike was $5. I think it was actually more than that. It might have been $34 just to come in. But it's insane.
It is insane. But in order to get this Penn Station rebuilt the way they need to get it rebuilt, they need people that are big thinkers. They need people that see the, you know, can see the future and what this thing looks like. And say whatever you want to say about, you know, Governor Cuomo when he was in office. Ugh. But what he did with LaGuardia Airport and what they're doing, the JFK Airport, that's all because of his state leadership at that point doing those development projects.
JFK looks good, by the way. Well, very good.
LaGuardia is ridiculous.
I have not been there yet. LaGuardia is the one place I just don't like going to because the parking's weird and it's...
Yeah, but that airport is now finally...
Is it done finally?
Yes, and it is. It is an awesome airport to fly out of. The biggest problem there is you only have two runways.
For real?
Yeah.
And all those flights, two runways?
Yeah.
Boy,
that's why
you
can get a little congested.
That is amazing.
They should charge congestion pricing there.
Oh, God. I will tell you, flying back and forth to Indy this week,
yep,
the smoothest two flights I think I've had in my life. The takeoff, the landing, and I was looking for UFOs. I will tell you that.
Right.
And there was one, I swear to God, I was going to take, I thought for sure I saw something weird coming at us, mm-hmm, and it turned out to be a reflection. It was not what I thought it was. Jesus. But I was, for a quick moment, I was like, what is this? What? And I'm like, Al's in my head. Like, I'm on a plane over God knows where, you know, on my way from Newark to Indianapolis, and I'm thinking of this guy because I thought like UFOs were coming at us. Wasn't that, but I do look now. Every time I'm up there, I'm looking for something.
I told you, when I went to San Antonio, I left here at 10 o'clock and got to my gate at 10:40, A-17 at Newark.
Yeah, really convenient.
Terminal A over there is great, and United was on time. Everybody was on time. Coming back was on time, and then going to the DR out of JFK on American.
Mm-hmm.
That was on time. Everything was on time. Everything was smooth.
The amazing
Can't
thing
complain.
To me.
And I hate not being able to complain.
We talk about this in the podcast a lot. Like, the amazing thing to me about air travel is when it goes good, and you have a situation where you leave here, you get there, you park, there's no line at the security, you walk in, the flight's on time, you land sometimes even early, there's nothing better. And you know, I'm like, why do we not do this more? But boy, when you have those times where you show up and you see delayed,
yeah,
2 hours, 3 hours.
Well, weather. It's usually weather, or if there's some sort of mechanical issue.
But there, yes, and there have been times for me, like when we went to Texas last year, the day before, they just canceled my flight.
And that was not a charter. That was
just a trip we took. Nothing to do with Rutgers. That was, you 24 hours before your flight, you can check in for your flight and make sure everything's good. So you get the alert, hey, 24 hours. So instead of the 24-hour alert that we were going to check in, I got the 24-hour alert that, hey, sorry to tell you, but your flight's canceled tomorrow. But good news, we booked you on this flight. So instead of landing at 11 a.m. where we were going, you'll be landing at 11 p.m. because you're going to have a 7-hour layover in Charleston.
Oh, boy.
Which, at that point, what are you supposed to do? That's part of your trip. It is what it is. But when you have good flights, it makes you think like this is really fun and easy.
I've been lucky. I've had nothing but good flights lately. So I've been very, very lucky in that regard.